综合模拟篇。
综合模拟演练一。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
I'm afraid we'll miss the train. What time is it now?
It's 6:15. We have 10 minutes. Let's hurry. Text 2.
You should have known that it may do harm if you don't cover your head on such a cold winter day.
It doesn't matter. I'm used to it. Text 3. I'd like to drive to the concert, but my brother will use the car tonight.
Who needs a car? We can take the bus if we go a little earlier.
Text 4.
I have to take an examination every day next week.
I have one on Monday, another on Tuesday, and two on Friday.None on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm thankful for that. Text 5. How much time did you have for writing the paper?
Well, we were given 3 hours, but I finished it in less than half the time.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Miss Grace is going back to Sydney next week, and we're giving her a farewell party this afternoon.
The party must be very interesting. I've been on sick leave for so long that I know little about what's going on in school. What time is the party going to be?
At 4 o'clock. You will come, won't you?
But I must see the doctor first. 4 o'clock is too early for me.
But you must be on time or the party will be over.
Okay, I must remember the time of the party.4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Miss Grace is going back to Sydney next week, and we're giving her a farewell party this afternoon.
The party must be very interesting. I've been on sick leave for so long that I know little about what's going on in school. What time is the party going to be?
At 4 o'clock. You will come, won't you?
But I must see the doctor first.4 o'clock is too early for me.
But you must be on time or the party will be over.
Okay, I must remember the time of the party. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
Hello, Jim. Where are you going?
Oh, Mary. I'm going to the cinema. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My mother is expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good film.
Do you go to the cinema a lot?
Once a week. Most nights I do my homework at home and sometimes watch TV.
Do you know what's on tonight?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I never read the papers till I get home.
I heard there was an excellent film on TV tonight.
Oh, what a pity. I'm afraid I'll miss it.
Hello, Jim. Where are you going?
Oh, Mary. I'm going to the cinema. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My mother is expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good film.
Do you go to the cinema a lot?
Once a week. Most nights I do my homework at home and sometimes watch TV.
Do you know what's on tonight?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I never read the papers till I get home.
I heard there was an excellent film on TV tonight.
Oh, what a pity. I'm afraid I'll miss it.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Well, I think there is a job that could well interest you.
Really?
Yes, it's at a high school in North London.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're looking for a French teacher.
Oh, that sounds interesting. How much do they pay?
Well, I seem to remember they mentioned something in the area of $25,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I think the job, you know, includes the normal teaching hours. I suppose you'd have a 35-hour week.
Oh, really? When does the job start?
At the beginning of September. I think there is a job that could well interest you.
Really?
Yes, it's at a high school in North London.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're looking for a French teacher.
Oh, that sounds interesting. How much do they pay?
Well, I seem to remember they mentioned something in the area of $25,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I think the job, you know, includes the normal teaching hours. I suppose you'd have a 35-hour week.
Oh, really? When does the job start?
At the beginning of September.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Hello, Joshua. I heard you were going to a Japanese school. What time do you go to school?
8 o'clock.
And what kind of things do you take to school?
I take my gym clothes and my backpack and my books.
And what do you study at school?
We study Kokugo, that is, writing and reading. We also learn Swansu. That's maths, my favorite subject. And let's see, we do gym too.
Well, where do you eat lunch? Do you have a lunchroom or a cafeteria?
No, we eat in our classroom.
You eat in your classroom? That is very interesting. And what time do you go back home from school?
We go back home sometimes at 3 o'clock p.m. and sometimes at 2 o'clock p.m.
That sounds good. Hello, Joshua. I heard you were going to a Japanese school. What time do you go to school?
8 o'clock.
And what kind of things do you take to school?
I take my gym clothes and my backpack and my books.
And what do you study at school?
We study Kokugo, that is, writing and reading. We also learn Swansu. That's maths, my favorite subject. And let's see, we do gym too.
Well, where do you eat lunch? Do you have a lunchroom or a cafeteria?
No, we eat in our classroom.
You eat in your classroom? That is very interesting. And what time do you go back home from school?
We go back home sometimes at 3 o'clock p.m. and sometimes at 2 o'clock p.m.
That sounds good.
In recent years, the daily weather reports have sounded like real news, surprising and sometimes even frightening. For example, in the United States, there was a June snowfall in Colorado and floods in the Southern California desert. The worst drought in 50 years broke out in large part of the African continent. So, what's up with the weather? Are we seeing a worldwide change in climate? Or are snowy summer days not really that unusual at all? In fact, they say we should always expect extreme hot and cold or wet and dry periods. Volcanic eruptions, for example, can change temperatures around the world. Other experts, however, point out that these explanations do not explain some major changes in the Earth's climate, such as the rapid growth of the Sahara Desert during the last 10 years.
In recent years, the daily weather reports have sounded like real news, surprising and sometimes even frightening. For example, in the United States, there was a June snowfall in Colorado and floods in the Southern California Desert. The worst drought in 50 years broke out in large part of the African continent. So what is up with the weather? Are we seeing a worldwide change in climate? Or are snowy summer days not really that unusual at all? In fact, they say we should always expect extreme hot and cold or wet and dry periods. Volcanic eruptions, for example, can change temperatures around the world. Other experts, however, point out that these explanations do not explain some major changes in the Earth's climate, such as the rapid growth of the Sahara Desert during the last 10 years.